Now I'd like to move to the preschool years, Mark continued. This is a period in which there is a great deal of learning and the brain is being shaped. There are important social skills that begin to develop between the ages of 3 and 7. These skills include the ability to have self-control, to stop and calm down when one is upset, and the ability to sustain attention. Children also show great growth in their emotional awareness during this period. In the early phases of language development, they have very few words for emotions. However, in the preschool years, there is a dramatic growth in the child's ability to talk about emotions and to recognize emotions. And last, children can begin to plan and think ahead for the first time. These developmental skills combine information from our emotions and our thinking skills. For instance, a persistently aggressive style of play in children at the age of 5 or 6 is not likely to fade away. Such children are likely to continue to be aggressive. At least half of children who show early aggression are going to persist in that aggression through adolescence. And as they persist, they will become worse and turn more toward cruelty and violence. On the other hand, children who have good planning skills and are aware of their emotions by the time they enter school at the age of 5 or 6 are at much lower risk for later having problems of aggression and anxiety disorders. We know that by the time children enter school, there are very clear pathways going into the future. This is partly related to the concept of selective perception. Children who are aggressive or who have a chip on their shoulder are very vigilant. They're looking around to see who's going to hurt them next because they've been hurt before. They're very reactive. A classic situation in school is lining up. Children have to line up many times during the day to go to lunch and come back from recess, and so many things happen in the lining up process. It is these little everyday events that are so telling. A child may be bumped in line by another child. And instead of first looking at the situation to see what's happening, an aggressive child will often quickly react with aggression, and then a fight will begin. It's those quick emotional reactions that we're interested in here. Children who have had a history of aggression are primed in a way. They're ready to see damage being done to them even when it's not true or when it's accidental. During the past 20 years or so, I and other colleagues have begun to scientifically test whether we can intervene effectively in the schools to build emotional health. I'm happy to say that we now have scientific evidence that using the PATHS curriculum 2 to 5 times a week, we can be successful in improving children's well-being. When taught with high fidelity, PATHS can build children's social and emotional skills as well as improve some of their thinking skills. We shouldn't think about social and emotional skills separately from these thinking skills. In the Buddhist model, intelligence includes both. In America, we've often separated these.